Will you hold this for Suzanne? I just wanted to be close enough. I'm afraid.
I don't know if I'm trained in holding the mic yet.
I just started.
Press the red button. It's already started.
She pressed it. I'm in the beginner mode. Okay, so.
Did you say Susan?
Suzanne.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So my inner goal is just staying in the space of my core and not falling back to my defense and to my bad space. But I'm doing better and better at that just by continuing to do my healings and my meditation every day, sets the stage for the day. And just kind of goal setting for myself, trying to get my healing practice together. So I'm in the process of doing that at the moment. So I've been very busy with that, and kind of it gives me a lot of energy, which I like. Because
nice.
As long as I'm creating, I'm energetic. It's when I stop creating that's the problem for me. But I do need to be around people that support that for me. So I know that's with all you guys, obviously, this whole conversation.
Yeah. If you're doing a healing practice, Lisa's a great example. Lisa does healings all the time. Mm. Like she does, like trades healings, does this. It's like if you're gonna have a healing practice, you have to live, eat, and breathe healing work.
Well, I kind of have them.
And so the more you share, the more you connect, the more healing shares you do, the more you know whatever it is that you know that's a really good if you're saying I'm starting a healing practice, which a number of people want to do in here, and I really ought to do at least 100 healings before April. Of all the kinds, so I'm really
well-versed. I don't have that huge a goal, but I do have. I want to have several clients per week by then. And,
So you could do 100 healings, practice healings on class.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, just like 3 a week or 5 a week or something you're doing just quick. You know, let's just do.
You know, I do
I
have
get
my
energy.
The people around, and then definitely.
Because so much of a healing practice is just
you're
doing so well versed in the energy.
Right.
You know, you're not thinking, okay, I'm gonna do the emotional balance technique. It's like, how did that go?
No, I know. I understand what you're saying.
So it's like
doing more and more and more of it.
Yeah.
I'm doing the creating part right now, which is
I did
what I've been doing. So.
That was one of Ellen's goals.
I did heal and go. I had 12 clients, and I did a healing a week for 10 weeks on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like,
It was volunteer clients, right?
It was volunteer clients.
Right.
I could probably get a few more practicums going.
So there's 120 clients, 120 healings in 10 weeks.
In 10 weeks. And so that's and so something like that, would be good. And that's a really good spiritual practice too.
Right.
Because before, if you're going to be doing that many healings, you've got to be doing your meditations in the morning to make sure your field's solid.
Yeah.
So that's a really good thing. And then of course, by doing them, you're connecting with your classmates all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And do you play any of the instruments?
No.
Well, you could shake.
I can be the fan.
She could totally
shake
the hammer.
She can shake the turkey baster.
Shake the turkey baster.
That's your new hit. That's your first hit.
Right?
Shake the turkey baster.
The Thanksgiving, the new Thanksgiving song. Shake your turkey baster.
I'll have it done by 6 o'clock.
I can cook the Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice. Okay, I like that. So inner goal is the healing work, and the outer goal.
The inner goal is just keeping my energy, focused on my outer goal, which is the healing.
The healing
business.
Practice. So setting up the healing practice, but the inner goal is also going to include all the practice healings.
Yes.
So the inner goal is going to discipline what you need to do. It's always the inner goal always leads to the outer goal.
Right.
So what do you need to do to just feel totally confident in setting up a healing practice? You got to just do a ton of healings and really connect with it and really breathe it.
And I do need to talk with other healers too, because when things come up and stuff like that, that's when I need the feedback and the support.
Can be in business supervision group. I don't know if you can get
it. Well, I'm on the psychic Reiki thing. Yeah, and I notice people ask questions and stuff like that. So I'm always watching
getting
that.
Getting supervision's key when you're starting.
Absolutely,
Okay, perfect.
All right.
But stop.
And the red one.
Heidi. I was waiting for somebody to tell me what to do.
Did you press the red one?
Is the thing going up the top?
Okay. Oh, my
God.
It's working. She did it.
So I have an electronic computer consulting business. Now I'm expanding it to recording.
But does it include red
buttons? I don't know how to do it.
I'm goofing around. Sorry. Try. Go. We're ready.
Ready? Okay.
You see? Right.
What?
That's a digital recorder. No tape anymore. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So
you're talking to me like I'm old. Stop.
Today's birthday.
Happy birthday. Yes. Happy
birthday. Oh, I just hit old.
So
Heidi again.
My internal goal I had as creating an hour a day where I really focus on meditation and like taking care of myself so I can be in my core and really not being able to like be in touch with like who I really am in terms of like healing work and all those other things. So because when I know when I show up as that, I have the strength and the ability to hold space for other people. And then my external goal was bringing that connection to be able to be in my working in the preschool with the kids that I work with to work on like healing, doing the speech therapy as the details, but really the healing work as the real work. And also,
how does that look?
So how so how I typically do it is it's I'll be working with, so I work a lot with kids with autism. So I feel what I find that when I show up being there, there's more connection with them just by inherently just be having that presence there.
Right.
And then I'm able to then do my speech therapy. And what's tricky is what you were saying, Joe, a little bit. I've struggled a little bit with my job because it's so busy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dynamics with all the people in it. But I find when I do that, and also when I find that I'm also, for some reason, this is also filtered out to the people, the adults that I work with in my workplace, and I've ended up like doing, like someone will say, oh, you do healing work? Can you sit down and we can do a quick healing? And I now have got like 4 clients from work that I'm working with that are, and so it's almost like healing the whole triad that happens within that.
Nice.
And so I guess for me, it's showing up at work, being able to really be me. So that way that can then carry over to the healing work that I'm doing outside of it.
Okay.
And then also connecting. I love connecting with everybody here too. Long distance healing. So anytime anybody wants to do that, I love doing that. So.
Yeah. So of course you get a lot of people that are, you know, Suzanne right there that is going to be doing that. So yeah, there's a number of people who are picking healings. So feeling more, so we talked about the EIS quality, okay? We talked about that, I guess you guys weren't on the lineup today, but it's really important to realize that softness is actually power, okay? Mm-hmm. It's real power. And even though, you know, you may cry or you may do things, it's like you're not, you know, you're not feeling like a victim, you're not feeling, it's not like an overwhelm, it's just sort of like, I'm just having a deep feeling.
Yeah.
And shifting that it's good for, really good for you to get that. What I was thinking when you said, that was why I asked you what you were thinking about doing more healing work with your clients. I mean, we have so many tools we give you, right? I mean, you could like get a crystal ball, you know, or even just play them, you know, like play different notes for the kids and see how they respond.
That would be, yeah.
You know, and it'd be more fun for you, and it would also keep you in your in that. You know, you could do a drum. You know, you know, there's all sorts of things that we, you know, that we do with you, with you know, with you here. You know, that or you do, like when you're, you know, when you're talking, you know, visualize your life purpose line and your soul expanding, and practice being in your core, you know, in that kind of a healing core while you're doing what you normally do, and see how long, see how much you can hold that. Mm. Okay, but to do that, it's going to mean practicing your healings.
Yep.
And then also, you know, doing the meditations and stuff like that, you know, especially creative meditation where you're really owning those soul emotions,
mm-hmm. Which are key for you. Life purpose line, a little yeah. bit, expanding your life purpose line and then taking it into your work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But things like, I mean, bowls with autistic kids, and, you know, it's like that stuff's just easy, yeah. you know. Yeah. You know.
I've done it. I don't have crystal bowls. I have singing bowls. I also do yoga and mindfulness type stuff.
Yep.
And, there's also my goal at work is connecting this thing called conscious discipline, which is kind of like mindfulness, to be able to bring all this in a way that's okay in a school system, if that makes sense.
Right.
So, but I like how adding this piece in makes sense.
Yeah, just and a music little. Is such just a little bit. If you make it sort of like into a new music room, they're going to be like, "No, we're not doing that." But if you just had like your, you know, your iPod with a speaker,
yeah.
and boom, you play a couple different tones.
Yep.
And then as soon as the child pays attention, you're like, "Okay, let's leave that on." Mm. You know, so you go and you find the note that they resonate with, where they can think better, where that helps them, you know, connect more. Yeah, I mean, of course, sound and speech might go together.
Absolutely.
Question, is there ever a way that you do a recording? You know how you do the 1 minute and through 12 holes?
Yep.
Do it without using chakra one?
No,
but like just like in second, like we would know somehow, like do a little thing.
1 second in between, yeah.
So they're continuous without you speaking each one?
Well, they're all separate. So that you can do them randomly, and that's why they have the name at the end. I have them all recorded, just 1 minute recordings, and there's no name, but they're all are separate. I mean, I could easily, you know,
put them together.
It would take 10 minutes to put all 12 in one track.
That would be awesome because a lot of people ask me that too.
Yeah. So you could potentially, you know how in the chakra balance healing, the way it works is you have to, if you play it and then it goes dong,
yep,
and then it goes two, or dong dong.
Yeah, those like are the original recordings you are could, like that.
If is that what you're asking for?
Yeah.
Because you want something that delineates what bowl it is. It's just like turn on and play them all, but then if I'm relaxing,
chakra one,
that CD is specifically to train your energy body.
Okay. That's the only one I think I have.
Well, hell, there's a whole bunch out there for free. Grab some.
Can you make some more?
It's just that one without the 1 minute without the thing with the awesome.
Yes. But that 12 tones, what you're supposed to use the 12 tones for is you're supposed to put them on your iPhone or put, if you have a CD player still, you know, us old people with CD players, you can put it on random. And then what you do is for the first 35, 40 seconds, you just notice what you're feeling. And then it says, oh, that's bowl number four, or that's chakra number four. And you're like, oh, okay, so that's what chakra number four is doing today. And then it goes, and it doesn't I play the bowls up there randomly.
Get it,
so that's why that's what that's for. That's not for easy listening. That's for disciplining your energy body and really figuring out how
a lot of people do ask for it without that, because I just think it would be good for everybody. And like, I would prefer to listen to it one-on-one, you know what I mean? Every morning, just that way.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
I think there is one. I mean, I know I have on my each individual thing that doesn't say the chakra, and then I,
Right.
So I know.
Well, people don't like we made the extended ones.
So they
like just.
So every chakra has every chakra is an hour long.
I like both.
Right. And I mean, I have them all in every version. You know, 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute.
Yeah.
If you all would want.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, send me an email, and you know I can. I just finished $6,000 upgrade on all of the meditations. So now they all have. I've sent to a studio. They've all been remastered and music put on them, and you know, rhythms and heartbeats and when they need them and things like that. So it's really he did a great job. So the one we did today was you could see that it's just softer, right?
Yeah.
He just really he balances the voice and the music, and I mean, like, you know, I was just throwing them together. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. You know, and he's really got the whole deal.
And those will be on our site for this.
They're going to be on the site